themselves and how they should be able to see my personality a little bit more personally. Now to see very nice myself and talk to Steve as a happy for me.
Yeah, they got past the darkness only the way to knowledge and kind of blocks them seeing you exactly what you said. They didn't see the real part, even though you were there in real.
Yeah,
you were happy before we fixed his life. You were the happiest guy I've ever met. You were pretty happy before, and very happy life. And just let people get to know you a little more.
Yeah, I think it came with a lot of times people would see my smile and you can kind of see it. Once that happened and everything was fine. But yeah, I feel like, you know, when I meet kids now, like, you know, look at me when I meet one, I took the first couple of minutes to kind of warm up to the water. Yeah, it too came in quite a shock.
Thank you for sharing this story. And it's always been a lot of fun and an honor to have you choose us to help you, because you could have gone to any number of apples.
Now, will they see the photos in addition to hearing it?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
You like it?
I like it. I think I should talk as little as possible.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. People want to hear the patients. I don't think they really want to hear the dentist talk. But it was good. It was excellent.
Perfect. Even
wonderful. That was not scripted. That was just, hey, he said.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So the other thing, I do want to do our Doctor and Me TV recording if you have time today. These were the questions we were going to ask, but the website, they're working on merging the two websites, and they asked me to find out your preferred procedures, which I know you've told us in the past, but your preferred procedures and who your competitors are that are around you.
Okay. So my preferred procedures. Well, I'll give you some information to help guide me, because sometimes some of the things I prefer to do, we're not doing a lot of, like the all-on-4 cases. We might do 4 to 8 of those a year. You know, oh. I like doing them, but we don't do a lot of them. I mean, because by the time the patient's done, it's for one arch, it's $35,000 here without implants. So this is high-end. And we just, you know, sometimes we do have a patient that does both upper and lower at the same time. So everyone's fighting around here for those patients. And there's a clear choice that opened up across the street. So they're discounting everything, $29,000 for everything. And, but I still would like to do more of them. I'm great at doing them. But I'm not going to be making a living. I don't have enough to make a living doing that.
Right. Okay. All right. And all-on-4 is?
That's when people have all their teeth out, natural teeth out that can't be fixed. And 4 implants are placed the same day. The teeth come out. And we attach temporary teeth to the implants the same day, so they leave with teeth in their mouth. They never leave with a removable denture.
Uh-huh. And
3 months later, I make the final prosthesis. That's beautiful.
Perfect. Okay. I will send that information to the team. And then what other procedures, what actually do you do a lot of that brings you in a good amount of income?
Well, 60% of the practice, we just did a test with a dental company that went through all the numbers. 60% is crown and bridge.
Okay.
10% is removable dentures and partial dentures, which is for around here is a high percentage.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy doing dentures and removable partials.
Okay. And let's
see. And the crown and bridge, I think you probably want to include smile makeovers.
All right.
That's part of the crown and bridge. So most of the time it's for disease, but it is a smile makeover anyways.
Okay. And then what, who else besides Clear Choice do you see a lot of around your area?
Well, a competitor in a close area is a Dr. Nankin, N-A-N-K-I-N. He's a couple buildings away. He's got a huge practice, volume practice. And he's a very smart businessman. He's probably a pretty good dentist. And he's probably the biggest competition I have. A lot of the other dentists in the area, you certainly can't pronounce their name. They don't speak English that well. The patients that go to them probably aren't going to be comfortable in our practice. But he's got a huge practice, three buildings away.
Okay.
Now, I stopped doing root canals. I was doing maybe 100 a year up until last year. And we got so busy doing the other procedures, I started referring it out. But what it does do when people come in with the toothache and they need a root canal, I get them out of pain, and then I get them to the endodontist, who is not in my office. I refer them out, and then I get them back. So that brings in a lot of people when they need root canals, when they have pain. So I enjoy doing emergency visits to patients. So pain, swelling, cosmetics, it could be any of those things. Or just broken tooth, broken teeth, no pain.
Yeah, I know broken teeth is a huge one people are searching for.
Yeah.
All right. So then, okay. The next one is with regards to the appointment request forms.
Okay.
They said, do you want us to replace the appointment forms address that are going to steve@drmatarazzo.com? It says the reason being all the notifications are directed to drmatarazzo@yahoo.com.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So everything needs to be steve@drmatarazzo.com?
No, I think you said we want to replace that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Do this. Okay.
Yeah. Because my wife and I check drmatarazzo at Yahoo all the time. We're just in the habit of checking it all day long. Between the two of us, we see anything that comes in.
All right. That's perfect. Okay. So then the Google logins, they're saying that, have you changed the user ID and login and password for your Google page?
I don't remember the password being busy moms 123.
Oh.
Ever.
Okay.
I think it's uppercase S, then lowercase, the word skiing, S-K-I-I-N-G, with a capital S,
okay, uppercase,
then I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Like that?
Yep.
All right.
I think that's, so when I log into this Mac every day and my Gmail comes up, that's what I put in.
Ah, okay.
So I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah, we'll try that. And if we have any issues, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So December social media banners, have you gotten a chance to look at those? I guess not, huh?
No.
Okay. Let's see. little slow today. Okay, how do I make that go away? There we go. Okay, so do you love your smile? Fall in love with your smile after one of our cosmetic treatments. This is an educational banner.
Okay, that's good. Proof.
All right. Damaged smile, dental crowns, and bridges to the rescue.
Sure. Yes, approve.
Okay. Dental implants.
Sure. Approve.
Pregnancy, dental health?
What would it mean if I say no? I guess I have to say approve. Yeah, approve. We have lots of patients that are pregnant. Yeah.
Just in case they are.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Yeah. Laser dentistry.
So I have a $60,000 laser, but I don't use it much. But it brings people in because they think you can do all these things with the laser, and you can't. So I approve of that because it'll get people in the door.
Got it. All right. Bacteria keeping away from your teeth. Yeah. Apples.
That doesn't do anything for me. Does it do anything for you?
No.
No. Apple.
Yeah. All right. How to avoid a dental emergency over the holidays.
She's, it's cute. I mean, she, yeah. Approve.
Your teeth and what you eat, the bad and the good.
Sure, what the heck. They list ice cream? No. Did you?
Chris, it's all set.
Do you think he needs anything?
Do you just look at something really quick?
Christine, I just have to let one of a hygienist patient go.
I'll be no, you're fine.
In 1 or 2 minutes.
No problem.
Thanks. Let me get my glasses so I can really see.
Jack? He didn't just call you, did he, Jack?
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Merry Christmas banner?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Okay.
Looks like South Park.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yep.
All right. Another Merry Christmas.
Sure. Yes.
This
What's
is
supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Days more for Christmas. I don't know.
There's not 5 days left for Christmas. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Forget that one.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Sure. Human Rights Day. Let's skip that one.
Okay. You know, I'm going to approve these. They want different ones so that we don't put all the same thing on your different.
Yeah, yeah. So some of them look the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I have to get you new photographs.
You absolutely do. Because this is, I love this that they created this year. And normally, you know, they need some updated pictures of you. You yeah. probably don't want this one to go out.
Oh, good.
No. To you. Okay.
It's a horrible picture.
All right. Treating your body with like someone you love will change how you feel about it.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay. Wow. What the heck is that?
Yeah, that's cool. Everybody likes Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
No. It's too complicated.
Okay. What about this one?
A baby smell is a bit... Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Who can't like that?
I know, right?
Why did the tree go to a dentist? He had a root canal, of course. Sure. That's so stupid. Won't be funny. Traveling for the holidays, don't lose your bags. Try a couple... I don't think people need to do it. People already know that.
Yeah.
What my friends think I should do, what my parents think I should do, what I really need to do. I don't understand it.
Okay, we're going to skip that one.
No. No.
Okay.
Why did the tooth go to jail? For incisive trading. Sure. You know what time he went to jail?
What time?
Tooth hurty. There you go. Okay. We're back to the beginning.
That was it for those. All right. We're going to put approved. And yeah. Okay, send some new before and after pictures. If you want us to send out a newsletter, then. Tell us that you know what you want us to write about.
Okay, maybe someone not the second, but I had sent in a lot of newsletters, and they rewrote them, and I hated the way they rewrote them, so I never approved them.
Oh.
So there's a lot of ones that have been in there, like from maybe like a year ago, that never got approved. So I was wondering if I can get the original back. Because when it's translated by the EQUA team, even though they're attempting to improve it, they lose the message. So it would be easier for me to just check the spelling on those and send them back, and then you know also obviously make some new ones.
Oh, of course. Okay, so that was everything from what we talked about last time that I had pending approval for you. Do you want to do the Doctor and Me TV recording?
It's just the audio, correct?
Oh, yes.
Video.
Just on here, I'm going to ask you, why do patients come to you for dentures, and you're just going to talk to me like you're talking to a patient.
Let me shut the door so if the phone rings.
Yes, that would be great.
Of course, the phone will ring in here too, but... We'll deal with it.
Well, yeah, and also if the phone rings, just stop talking, and then we'll just start again, and that way they can edit that out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no big deal.
You'll fix whatever I say.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started then. And Dr. Matarazzo, please explain to me, why do patients come to you for dentures?
Well, they come to see us for different reasons. Sometimes people already have dentures. A lot of times when they were younger, they had teeth removed that didn't need to be removed, and things just cascaded badly for them over a period of 20, 30, 40 years. And they find themselves with no natural teeth, wearing removable plastic teeth. And I'd say 80% of the people that come in that have dentures, there's a lot of things that are wrong with the way they're made. But people try to just manage their life and get used to the problems they deal with. It's not the type of problems you tell your wife about or your neighbors about, because they're ashamed that they don't have any teeth. 10% of the people who come in with dentures thought it was the greatest thing they ever did. And 10% of the people that come in with dentures never, ever, ever will like dentures, no matter what you do for them. But that 80% in the middle, there's a lot we can do to improve their life and the way they feel about themselves. We can make them look 20, 30 years younger. We can get them to be able to even chew well and speak well, even without dental implants. Certainly dental implants will help any denture, even if it's two implants, making the denture an overdenture. But we do a beautiful job. I'm certified in two different kinds of dentures, and there are only two dentists in Massachusetts that are certified in making these dentures. One's called a facelift denture or a fountain of youth denture, and the other denture is a Geneva 2000 denture. I happen to be an instructor at the Geneva Institute in California, and I go out there a few times a year, and I help teach dentists how to make Geneva 2000 dentures. So I get such a thrill out of making dentures, because you take these people whose lives were like miserable for decades, and all of a sudden you can change their life in three or four visits. So it's a great feeling for the patient. It's a great feeling for me. Then there are other people that come in for dentures who have their natural teeth still, but they realize that they're so bad, they can't be fixed, or they're so anxious that they would never have any work done on them while they're awake, and they think they're a candidate for dentures. And sometimes they are. So there's a lot of reasons people come to us for dentures.
Okay. And what is the difference between full and partial dentures?
A full denture, patients have no remaining teeth at all. And the key part of fitting dentures when people have no natural teeth, the bite has to be absolutely perfect, or the dentures will move when the patient chews. And the teeth have to be placed exactly in the right place, so when they smile, it's natural, and their speech is just right. Partial dentures, the patient still has some of their remaining natural teeth, enough natural teeth to help hold some removable partial dentures. So they still retain some of their teeth. We just have to make sure those teeth are healthy. And sometimes they're perfectly healthy. They don't need any work. Sometimes we have to do a white plastic filling to get rid of a cavity. Sometimes people have crowns done on the natural teeth, and then the removable partial denture. And often, not part of the answer in this question, I have a before and after of a patient that I'll send to you. It was incredible before and after. She's missing like 8 teeth. She's got 5 teeth in the front that are yellow, broken, horrible. So we crowned and splinted those 5 teeth together. Then she had a precision partial denture, So the porcelain teeth are on the partial removable. When that goes in her mouth, she has an absolutely gorgeous smile. It must have taken 30 years off her life. She loved it.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'll make sure I send those.
Yes, please do. Okay, and explain what you will do to help these people that want dentures to reach their goals.
Some of the things I do first is I evaluate not only just what's in their mouth, you know, how are the teeth or no teeth, the shape of their mouth, but I evaluate what they're thinking, what they're feeling, how do they feel about what's happened to them. And I want to give them some kind of hope that no matter how bad their teeth are or the lack of teeth, there are almost always options to dramatically improve their situation. And we have to make sure that those solutions fit their life. It has to be a plan that will be successful. It has to be a plan that the patient has the time. It has to be a plan that fits the patient's pocketbook. Sometimes we have to help them borrow money sometimes through CareCredit or Wells Fargo. Sometimes combinations of a credit card, a payment, CareCredit. We spend a lot of time finding out what the goal, what end result they would like to have, find out how can we get there, and hold their hand in the way. And 95% of the time, the patient, we can find a way to help them, and they're surprised. And sometimes people have to wait. Sometimes people are not ready mentally or financially, but they appreciate the hours that we spent with them. And then when they're ready, they come back. It's like getting ready to go to the gym. You know you should go to the gym and eat better and lose weight first in the year, but if you're not ready, you're not ready. And if you get there in February, it's better than not going at all. So we do a lot of planning and making the blueprint. It's like building a house. If somebody rushes in and doesn't check the foundation and the ground and the materials they're going to be using and all the different contractors, it'll end up a disaster. So that's the best part of our practice is I plan things out so precisely that if we start a case and the patient keeps their appointments, we know it's going to be successful. I tell people, patients, it's like playing in the World Series every time, and I get to win every time because I know the outcome. So we'll go through extraordinary steps to help the people reach their goals.
Perfect. Okay, and could you explain all on four dental implants?
Sure. So the term all on four is a common term, or you might even hear people say teeth in a day. But those all-in-four teeth are generally done for patients who have their natural teeth. Their natural teeth can't be saved, they can't be fixed, and they don't want to wear dentures. They don't want to wear removable dentures at all, ever. So when we find out if they're a candidate, we go through all those steps that we just talked about, looking at their mouth, their shape, the results they want, the CAT scan. For the people that are candidates, and it fits their lifetime and money, they're able to set up a visit where the remaining natural, hopeless teeth are all removed in one visit. Four dental implants are placed at the same visit. And then I place plastic temporary teeth on the implants the same day that are not removable. So they never leave with removable dentures. Then 3 months later, we unscrew the plastic teeth and start to make the final beautiful porcelain prosthetic teeth that look gorgeous that they'll wear for decades and decades. 95% of the people that have the all-in-four done have their natural teeth and they don't want to go to dentures. But we just had a man who came in last year with full dentures, upper and lower, no natural teeth. He had been suffering with these awful dentures for decades. He heard about All in Four. So we did the same thing. We just didn't have to take any teeth out. We set the teeth up ahead of time. I made the temporary teeth ahead of time. He had the implants put in, and then I attached the plastic teeth to the implants the same day. Same thing. 3 months later, we made the final teeth. The implant surgery can be done three different ways. It could be done sometimes while the patient's awake with Novocaine. Doesn't hurt a bit. Sometimes we use conscious sedation where a patient takes a pill and they're very, very, very relaxed, very safe. They get a lot of amnesia. They forget most of their visit. They also get Novocaine so they don't feel anything. And the implants are placed like that. And if the patient wants to, they could be completely asleep with IV sedation. The implants could be placed while they're asleep. They wake up and we're placing the temporary teeth on the implants as they wake up. So it's a wonderful treatment. And sometimes we need to do more than four implants to stabilize things. But most of the time, four is all we need.
Perfect. I think that this went really well, and I got a bunch of good, useful information to create the videos. Was there anything in addition to what we discussed that you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to add something about my philosophy. My philosophy is you have to know your patient, know yourself, know your work, have it in your hands, and have it in your heart. Let me explain what some of that means. Know the patient. I have to know what's happening in that patient's life. Is it a happy, stable life? Or are they a point in their life where they're ready to fix their teeth absolutely properly? Or are they in a place with chaos and they just need something quick and easy? I need to tailor the type of treatment to where they are in their life. Always offer them the best. But it's like if I was looking for a house and I wanted to rent a two-bedroom apartment and the realty took me out and showed me a $2 million house, it's not helping me. It's not helping him. And I'm certainly not going to buy the house. So I really have to find out what type of dentistry would help the person. So that's what we know about. We talk about knowing your patient. And know myself, I have to know what kind of work I can do properly and predictably every single time. We talk about have it in your hands, that's what we mean. If I say I can do something, I have to make darn sure that I can perform those all the time, every time perfectly. And have it in your heart, you have to do all these things for the patient for the right reason. It is not to help the dentist, not because of money. It's got to be because it's going to help the patient, no matter what level of care, whether it's an extraction, a filling, one crown, or a smile makeover, or All in Four. It's all going to be done to help the patient. It's got to come for the benefit of the patient, not the dentist. So that's a bit about my philosophy. I learned that 40 years ago from Dr. Pankey, and I never forget that. The more successful I get with patients and in life, I never want to forget that. So that's what I believe.
That sounds awesome. I definitely appreciate that information. I think that your listeners, viewers, potential patients will also appreciate that.
Oh, I think so. The right ones will.
Yes, they will. All right. Well, I am done with the recording for Doctor and Me TV. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon.
And can you remind me now, how do I go? I should schedule another month away. I forget how I do that.
You know what? Let's just do that now.
Okay, great.